Boom. We are live. Quarantine Concert Series, episode 21. Tonight we have Ignite the Fire and Erica Fox.
Yes.
A great show lined up for you tonight. I'm Jared Seymour.
Oh, and I'm Kevin Harris. Sorry.
There you go.
I was already got a comment, so I had to go take a look and stuff like that. So
it's the freaking internet, man. We're doing this.
It is, man.
COVID still sucks in 2021. Hopefully that shitty virus is going to be put to bed sooner than later, but we're still trying to do our best here through the internet for you guys and keep the shit rolling. Live music has been dead for, I don't know, Kevin, how many months now? At least 10, almost 12, 10 yeah, months probably.
So March, late March, early April of last year.
That's right. So we're trying to do our best to keep the spirits alive and to keep you up to date on the happenings of music. Because when I say live music's dead, that doesn't mean people aren't still writing, recording, doing their shit. I mean, Kevin said it 1,000 times. I think there's going to be a lot of killer music that's going to come out of this quarantine stuff because musicians aren't on the road playing live show, and that sucks for us as fans. But they're in the lab, so to speak, creating new stuff that once the floodgates are open, I think you're going to see a lot of new stuff, a lot of killer stuff live, hopefully, because right now too, Kevin, this show is based on a platform that we're trying to build over the internet, right? Everybody's right. Went to live streaming. Everybody's went to quarantine concerts in their house or whatever. I'm not going to toot our own horn saying that we were promoting that prior to COVID, but we were.
Toot toot.
Oh shit. Like I said, we got a good show tonight, right? Erica Fox, yeah. Kevin, tell people about that, like if they've maybe never heard of Erica.
So Erica Fox, who I used to work for, yeah. Don't tell her I said that. Work with
that clip over and over again.
Work with at the radio station. She's now part of our radio station, and she hosts the Ladies Night, which is Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, and it's an hour of female fronted rock bands, and she's doing such a great job and got some really killer tunes rolling through that. So she's going to join us for about a half hour or so. She'll be with us to talk about herself, what she's got going on. She's a restaurant owner. She's an entrepreneur. She's got a restaurant in Nashville getting ready to open up too in Orlando. So that's happening. And then Ignite the Fire out of Maryland with their song Unstoppable. If you don't know Unstoppable, they had a song that was really successful called Echoes off of the album before this one. So they'll be joining us at 8 o'clock, and they'll be doing a couple acoustic songs with us. We got the Grudge Match coming up. And that right there, the guy saying, "Yo, Kevin," that is Alex Knowles from one of the bands in the Grudge Match tonight. Nothing Known. He's there, and we'll eventually get them on the show too with a full interview, so we'll be able to talk to them.
Digging your music, bro.
Absolutely. And then we'll be also telling you about our next show coming up, which we got some really exciting news. If everything works out, we've got some really cool stuff going on. Plus we'll talk about our wonderful candles. Oh man, I got the green screen still turned on.
Oh, you got to turn it off.
I'm back in my office, so I don't have to have the green screen anymore. But yeah.
Before we jump into the Grudge Match, Kevin, you mentioned that we're playing Ignite the Fire on our radio station. That's, as you can see up here at the very top on our banner, we have a radio app. It's the Sound 228 radio app, something Kevin and I put a lot of work and time into. And you can download it straight to your phone on Apple or Android. Doesn't matter. Just go to the Apple Play Store if that's your service that you use, or the Google Play Store if you're an Android person. Download the app, and you can get that. This is the cool thing about it. And Kevin and I are rediscovering the features that we had buried in this thing that we weren't even utilizing all the way appropriately. It's an online radio station. We control the music. We control what gets added. And our goal is to bring you the best new rock. I mean, our slogan is, "We are new rock." We're playing the stuff that we find through YouTube, Spotify playlists, suggestions that people are emailing us now, all the stuff that we feel like we wish that we heard on the radio, right? but this is our radio, and it's through your phone, direct to your phone, Bluetooth it to your car system, listen to it while you're driving down the road. We're super proud of it. Inside of that, you can see all the stuff that we got going on our Facebook page, Instagram. I think our Twitter account's still linked there. Is that correct, Kevin?
Yeah, Twitter's still there, and we just added some new features there. So we have an audio podcast as well, which we take this show, and we rip the audio out of it and create an audio podcast that's available on all podcast formats. But now it's right there on our app as well. So if you download the app, you can hit the podcast. It gives you all the episodes you can listen to. We've already got on demand. I have the pleasure of being the host for the WCPR Homegrown Show on 97.9. You can hear the replays of the Homegrown Show through the podcast or through on demand from the app. So lots of stuff going on the app, and we're just keep going as we sit there and we have these meetings and we're going through it. Hey, we can do this. We can do this. We can do this. And we can do this. You can make requests on there. You can give shout outs for birthdays where it'll record your voice and we'll be able to play it on the radio station for whoever you want to say happy birthday to or go to hell or whatever. But we'll be able to do that as well. So lots of good things happening and looking forward to being able to discover some more stuff and discover more music. And it's just fun. I'm having a blast.
Yep. So. It's a free app and it cuts out your, you don't have to search for us. You don't have to go search on Facebook if you don't want to. I mean, it's all right there in the app. Everything's straightforward, right to your phone. Don, what's up in Maryland? We appreciate you checking us out tonight. Tell everybody on the East Coast what we're doing. We're playing one of your bands tonight. Got an interview with the guys. So, you know, we're trying to spread our tentacles as far as we can. If it's good, we want to hear it. We want to know about it and we want to play it. So we're excited to have you watching tonight.
And I see Jack on there too from Fresh Baked Tees handling our merch for us. So thank you for that. Check it out at freshbakedtees.com or you can go to thesound228.com, hit the shop. All the stuff's in there, including those wonderful scented candles that you can
get
you can purchase.
That's from Dirty Joe's Candle Co. out of Bay St. Louis. So go check them out as well. Jack, can't wait to get my hands on the merch, man. We're super excited about that. We're going to be wearing it on the show, man. And hopefully people dig it as much as we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And then while you're here and while you're on there, it's a new thing that we've been doing over the last couple episodes. You're able to support the show by throwing some stars out. And we're looking for we have a goal of 50,000 stars. This is 5,000. 5,000 stars. Or is it 50,000? 50, whatever. But anyways, it's
10,000.
A star is a penny. Right. So like we've always said, we're not trying to quit our day jobs. We're just trying to keep everything flowing. So if you want to support the show, if you want to support the app, if you want to support the radio station, throw us some stars while you're on the show tonight and watching the show and looking forward to the rest of it. So throw those stars out if you don't mind. And there's Michelle. She just our wonderful blog writer. She can't wait for her hoodie and tank top that she ordered through Fresh Baked Tees. That's going to be, from what I understand, they're all on the way. So be looking in the mailbox for it.
Yep. And her blogs, if you haven't checked that out, that's also one. Oh, the Planet Gears tee. Nice, Kevin. Very nice.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks to Planet Gears. They sent us some merch to wear on the show. So thank you to the band Planet Gears out of Houston. Check them out.
Yep.
Pretty good stuff, man.
Going back to Michelle, the blogs that she's been writing so far have been absolutely amazing. The traction that we're getting on the website is pretty cool, too. I think people are digging it. Looking forward to seeing a lot more killer stuff coming from her. So
we'll have some new stuff within the next day or so. And that's another thing you can see on the app. When you open up the app, you can hit the blog and it'll go right to the blog. You can read everything that Michelle's been writing and all of that kind of good stuff. So
awesome. So look, let's quit the jib jab. Let's jump into the grudge match, Kevin. If you're with us right now watching, we'd love it if you hit that share button and help us spread the word. But tonight we have two challengers coming at you. We retired the band, I believe, on the last episode, right? Went to the Hall of Fame. Yep, that's right. So we got all new music tonight. I'm going to let Kevin describe the what we got coming to you so I can start doing all the clicks associated with playing everything.
All right. So here's how it works. It's the grudge match. It's being brought to you by our good friends at Cheeky Monkey Cake Company on DeBees Road in Biloxi. It's King Cake time. And, you know, Mardi Gras has been canceled everywhere, but King Cake has not been canceled. So make sure you order your King Cake voted number one king cake on the coast, believe in the Sun Herald voting. But anyways, it's good stuff. And Jennifer and the crew over at Cheeky Monkey King Company do a great job. So the first video you're going to see tonight is a band out of Austin, Texas, As Strange as Angels. The song's called The Curse. And then the second video you're going to see is Nothing Known. It's a band out of Florida here, and their song is called Save Me. And when you see them, think about them. When the second song starts, we're going to throw up a poll. You'll be able to vote video number one or video number two. It's very simple. Whoever gets the most votes moves on to the next week as the champion. If they become champion three shows in a row, they are retired into the Grudge Match Hall of Fame. And you could actually it's going to be a new one on the app, but there's a tile that's going to be the Grudge Match Hall of Fame. But you can go to our YouTube page and hit Grudge Match Hall of Fame and look at everybody who's already been in the Hall of Fame. Woo! You ready to get started? All right. Here is our first challenger, As Strange as Angels. The song is called The Curse. It is the Grudge Match, and you're watching The Sound. All right.
That was a banger, man. Yeah, that was killer.
So we're gonna tease everybody for a second here. I'm gonna pull her into the show real quick. Erica is there.
Hi, boys.
Hello.
What is up?
How are you?
We are doing good. Well.
So we still got one more song in the Grudge Match to do. So we're gonna knock that out real quick and get those votes started, and then we're gonna bring you back in so we can get all the COA attention from Erica.
We'll explain what that
inside joke. Later. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Cool.
So we're gonna roll in. I'm gonna take you out for a minute here, Erica. Hold on one sec. And we're going to roll into video number two, which is the band Nothing Known. The song is called Save Me. They are out of Florida. Real quick, Mandy, hello. Katie, woohoo, let's do this. So, yeah, and trying to catch up with everybody who's commenting and all that.
Kevin, real quick, mention what we were talking about earlier that we're doing different with the Grudge Match tonight. You picked one. I picked one.
Right.
We're going to see who can win. We're not going to tell you whose pick was who. I will tell you, I really dug video number one, but you know, that could be sleight of hand. You don't know what I'm talking about, but that is true. Video number one was banging, man.
The Grudge Match is one video from Jared and one video from myself. Only we know who wins at the end of the night, which one of us to pick the better song. And if I remember, you guys will know who wins by the end of the show.
I doubt it. I honestly doubt it. And they are two picks that we both always enjoy. So everybody's a winner here as far as we're concerned. But the votes matter from your opinion, the people that are watching. So I'm going to kick back on the audio, Kevin, and you introduce this video.
All right. So this is video number two. Like I said, the band's out of Florida. Band is called Nothing Known. The song is called Save Me. And check it out. It's video number two in the Grudge Match, and you're watching The Sound.
Yes, sir. Put me back in. I can't hear you. Unmute your mic.
There I am.
There you are.
That was impressive, man. That was two killer tunes. So
the poll is up. So you should be able to see it. Vote video number one, As Strange as Angels, or video number two, Nothing Known. For some reason, that poll popped up the first time and there was like five As Strange as Angels and five's Nothing Known. So I took it down, re-edited it. So if you voted in the first one, vote again. So you can vote.
And spoiler alert, he's not going to announce the winner.
Yeah, probably
at the end of the show. It's going to be a post after that because we forget shit. All right, let's quit jib-jabbing and let's bring Erica Fox in here, Kevin. Just bring her here first. Let's get it going.
All right, there she is.
Hi, everybody.
All right, Erica, glad to have you back again. How are you tonight, first of all? And thanks for taking your time out of your busy schedule to jump on here with us.
I am awesome. And I don't know if you know this, Kevin, but we have our anniversary.
What?
This month, 20 years ago, we met.
Wow.
20 years. Do you feel old?
I do feel old, as a matter of fact. It was funny because I had to make a doctor's appointment today and they're like, hey, February 9th, that's when we're going to get you in. I'm like, great. I get to spend my birthday at doctor's.
That is your birthday.
So that made me feel old and that just made it worse. So
yeah,
thanks.
Real quick, Kevin, they're saying the new poll only has the first band. So you may want to check that real quick while we're talking.
I'm looking at it. I see it. I see both of them.
Okay. All right. Cool. I want to say
if all else fails, put it in the comments which band you're voting for, video number one or video number two. If the poll's not working, just put it in the comment, number one or number two.
That's right. That's right. Erica, I remember this has been a while back. Kevin calls me up. He's like, "Hey, man, I got an idea." I'm like, "Okay, what is it?" And he said, "I'm thinking we should do a show on the radio app, and I think it should be called Ladies Night." And here's what I'm thinking. I'm like, "All right, go ahead." He's like, "All female fronted bands for the whole entire of the show. And I think I know who the host should be." And I'm like, "I'm listening." He says, "Erica Fox." And I'm sitting there and I'm like, "Kevin, that was a damn good idea. And I'm pissed off that I didn't come up with it."
I'm flattered that you remembered me because it was crazy back in the day when I knew you.
Yes, that was a lifetime ago.
Yes, and there are many stories that I hope stay bottled up in some closet somewhere.
All the stories will, but I will show you this. Do you remember this?
I do.
I used to wear this.
I was actually looking. Wow.
And I've got a fox head for you.
Right. Wow.
Nice. Tell the people that are new to the show, Kevin. That are watching the show but are new to y'all. Like, how do you tell that backstory real quick?
Of how Erica and I met?
Yes, yes.
So she had just moved down from Tennessee, and I was walking out of the studio and walking out to the front lobby of the radio station, and she was sitting there. And she was in the interview, I guess, with Wayne.
Yep.
So she was interviewing with Wayne, and we just sat there and talked for a few minutes, and she ended up working for the radio station. So she was on Classic Rock 105.9 at the same time I was. And then we worked promotions together, radio remotes, and we just became best friends. And
we still haven't killed each other.
That's it. Most people can't say that about me. They've attempted to at least once or twice.
I mean, how many relationships have you had that were 20 years, Kevin?
I can't name you. Maybe Kyle Curley.
Yes, Kyle.
Just my brother. A few. Family. But you're close enough to be family anyway. So
thank you. Matter. I feel like family. You know, once you're in the radio family, you're bonded forever. So,
and if you didn't see this, I don't know if you'll be able to see it, Erica, but that comment was in there. Happy friendship anniversary. God. And that's from my daughter.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I just want to squeeze that face.
So
I love her. All three girls, the best girls. I know you know that, Jared, the best girls.
Yeah.
And then she ended up moving back to Nashville. Mm-hmm. And then opened up a restaurant with her husband and the chef and I. Sure. And what was cool about that whole thing is the last time I just came back from vacation at Gatlinburg this last week. And while I was up there, in my memories that popped up on Facebook was the last time I was in Gatlinburg, I drove to Nashville. Surprised her for the grand opening of the restaurant.
Yeah, we were opening our most recent location, and he was like, you called and you were like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm trying to open my restaurant. What do you need?" You're like, "Open the door."
And I was like, "Can I go to the bathroom?" And she had no idea. I was parked across the street. So,
yep.
Cool stuff. So, and then it was just an obvious, honestly, we were Michelle and I were driving down the road, and I love a female fronted band. Like, one of my favorite bands is Hailstorm.
I love Hailstorm.
And then I was like, "Man, that'd be so cool." And I was like, "But it can't be hosted by me. It's got to be hosted by somebody that is a powerful female herself." And I was like, "Erica's the one." So
thanks, man. Back in the day, I had a band, Kevin might remember, and we were a cover band. But, you know, right now, female empowerment and rock is a cool thing. And a lot of women have reached out to me about this show. It's pretty awesome what's happening. So
that's good stuff. And the band she was a part of, I named. It was a cover band here on the coast.
Take the credit. Oh.
The Fox and the Hounds.
The Fox and the Hounds. I was the only girl, and the Hounds were very talented. I was lucky to be with them. Our drummer was the drummer for Tops and Blue in the Air Force. I mean, awesome. But yeah,
they played a lot of the local area at the time. I'm trying to remember what Ben's, what was Irish Coast.
Our first gig was outside at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum. I'm like, I'm going hard. Kevin set that up, I'm sure. So yeah, you know what, Kevin, you were instrumental in empowering me then. And what's really cool about all this is I am now able to empower women in rock and say, yeah, I know, you know, we have gotten a lot of attention, but not as much as we should, especially now with new rock. So women in new rock, oh my gosh, it's just crazy the amount of talent. Everybody from, you know, the New Year's Day, Red Hook, the Two, you know, Scarlet, I mean, everybody that I've been playing, the Metal Birds you guys have on the show, Scarlet Riot.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go on. I love all these bands. Can I talk about the 11 minutes real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm getting ready to start a Zoomcast called 11 Minutes with Erica Fox. I am talking to a few bands right now, some bands that Kevin checked out, the website Gal checked out too. And we're just going to have an 11 minute conversation because you got to turn it up to 11, right? So we're going to just kind of showcase women, female fronted rock bands, and do a little Zoomcast and just kind of anybody, of course, that is interested, I would love to hear from you. And I think we could just let them send it to thesound228@gmail.com, right?
Yep. That's right.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. I'm excited. It's about to be, we're about to have a lot of people that really want to do, you know, more and talk about what they are doing in their projects. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's super cool, man. And I got to give, again, Kevin the credit for thinking about that. And I think you're the perfect person for this because Kevin's a little more mainstream rock and I lean a little bit harder to the other side. And then we've even got some people working with us now that leave even heavier than that. And then he said this about the, you know, and we were already listening to like the Dev and bands like that on the radio station. And he was like, we got to put them on a special spot. And I'm like, damn, that just busts into a whole new market. And what we want to do is promote all of this stuff because we are a lover of all music. So I'm like, man, this is a great idea. And like I said, you're the perfect person for it. So I'm glad people are responding in the way that we had hoped.
Thank you. I'm very honored to be part of this. Kevin and I always said we figure out a way to work together on our own terms. This is the best station. Oh my gosh. I just am so excited for you guys because you're able to actually, you know, do what you want to do and showcase who you want to showcase and give people a chance to be heard. And the women that are on my show and the women, the female front rock bands, they're getting a chance to be heard. But that same theme resonates with every show on the Sound 228. Every single song is, there's a story behind it. This is probably my favorite part, which is why I'm excited to do the interviews, the stories.
That's right. That's right. We love it.
Yeah.
So you can hear the show Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And what I'd really like to do is eventually get it to probably 2 hours. But
yeah, I mean, there's so much great music.
We got to gather all the music. The music is the most important thing. And I think we've even talked about it with Jared when I have my show, he has his show, you have your show, but we're trying to keep it more music. So the talk breaks are fewer. So more music can get played and things like that. I think that the female fronted version or the female fronted bands don't get near the respect that they deserve in the music industry, especially in the rock side of it.
I agree. I mean,
you get some of your, I mean, you go back and I mean, you can go back farther than her, but you start with like a Janis Joplin, you roll into like a Pat Benatar, you roll into a Joan Jett, the Lita Fords, Heart.
We said at the same time.
All my favorites.
So you start rolling into that. And then when you look at it, and if you notice, I've gotten into Facebook and joined all of these Queens of Metal and female, all these groups, and just started digging in and finding all of. And one of the ones that just popped up that you played last night is a band called Two, or The Two. And actually, the story behind that, I'd love to get them on the show. The story behind how they were in a band together, and then things happened.
Yeah.
And now it's just the two of them doing music, and that's where the band name comes from, is Two. And then there's one we haven't even touched on yet and played yet, but we'll be playing some, is Dozat St. Marie, which was on our show when we did Frets for Pets.
Nice.
And Heather St. Marie, she was part of the band Hydro Vibe. Matt Dozat was Kelly Osborne's guitarist.
Nice. Now
they're together. They've been opening up for Pat Benatar. They've been opening up for Rick Springfield.
Oh my gosh.
Got some really good, powerful stuff that I can't wait to start playing. So it's going to be a whole bunch of stuff going on. But speaking of that, I don't want to cut things short. We have Ignite the Fire sitting in the back room. Well, they were in the back room.
Yeah, they fell out. I'm not sure what happened.
So we'll just keep going until they pop back in.
Pop back in.
But Ignite the Fire.
Shoot them a message, Kevin. Can you shoot them a message? Let them know that we had them. Maybe they might have thought that we didn't know they were there.
Right.
No, they're back. They're back. They're back. Here we go. We got them. They're back. Erica, real quick, again, thank you for everything, for coming
on. She's going to hang out with us for a minute or two.
Yeah.
Oh, for the interview. Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Well, I still want to say this, though. Thank you for coming on board and working with two knuckleheads like Kevin and I. I'm super proud of what you're doing with the show. I really, really, really dig it. And also I'd even love to talk more about the restaurant stuff, but I know we don't have time right now because that's a killer story in and of itself.
Yep. Thank you guys for having me.
I'm a whole other podcast.
That's right.
Yep. That's right. But I fit right in with you guys. I'm an old radio gal, and this is my happy space. So.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
Thanks.
All right, Kevin, let's pull in Ignite the Fire if you're ready, and I'll let you take the reins, Kevin.
All right. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry for cutting out earlier. Apparently, it sounded like there was a sound issue. We could only hear one microphone, one person at a time, so we thought it was an issue on our part. Is there like a... we didn't know what happened, but we can hear you guys now. So hopefully everything works out.
Okay.
Actually, hopefully sound great.
Good. Cause not only are we going to chat with you guys, but you're going to do some acoustic stuff for us, which, me personally, I'm looking really forward to. I don't know what songs you're going to be doing, but hopefully it's the ones I hope. Do what now?
We don't know either.
Awesome. Yeah. Even better. So tell me a little bit about Ignite the Fire.
Well, the band was technically started in 2010, but then I joined in 2011, and I brought Holly on board. Oh, not Holly. Sorry. Looks like I'm looking in a mirror. There's Holly. So I brought Holly on in 2017 because we went to school together, and the lineup that we had at the time, wow, losing my train of thought. Can you tell we haven't done an interview in a while?
It's all right.
No. So the current lineup that we have has started in 2011. Wow. Just give me a minute.
Compose, understand that there are no wrong answers.
Since 2017, we started back in 2011, just myself and Kalen, our drummer. He's working all the tech stuff right now. Origins, I just flat out invited myself over to his house because I heard he was a drummer. And him and his family were kind enough to allow me to invite myself over, and then just kept snowballing from there. They didn't have the heart to kick me out, so started a band just like that.
Yeah, it was actually kind of funny because they met in high school together, and Mark just showed up to Kalen and was like, "I heard you play drums. I play guitar. We should form a band." And Kalen was like, "Oh, cool. Yeah, I guess we should." Kind of in like that. Theoretical, hypothetical sort of way. Very next day, Mark comes in with a sheet of paper with like a bunch of names that he checked and was like, "These are the only ones that haven't been taken yet." And it was really cool to see.
So you go back into previous stuff. And so you had a lot of success with Echoes. And I guess you know, they went away from the whole word power ballad and things like that, and they more went into anthem, rock anthem. And that song says a lot to me when I listen to it. So tell us a little bit about Echoes before we roll into Unstoppable.
Yeah, so when it comes to like songwriting and influences, we do have a lot of like the 80s hair rock glam metal influence in us. So we are okay with the term power ballad because we love our own power ballads. We just kind of write them in our style. And that we've done that on probably every album we've done. We have one of those anthemic ballady songs. We have a couple of them on the upcoming album, The Fallout, that's coming out March 5th. We had another one, Solace, on the previous album as well. So we enjoy that side of songwriting. And Echoes, we knew it was going to be something special for us, but we didn't know how special it was going to be, because it's always hard to tell when you release a song or an album what's going to be the song that connects the most with people. And it turned out to be Echoes for us. We even had people getting tattoos of the music before the song was out, just from us playing it live.
Like the first eight notes they got tattooed, I think, on their wrist. Was that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's rare to find, like, that kind of connection, but that just speaks what music can do for people.
And I think it's interesting because when Kalen showed us the lyrics, because, you know, he wrote the lyrics, he was like, hey, what do you guys interpret this song as? And we all went around the room saying, you know, how we felt about the song and what we thought about the song. And then he's like, this is actually what I wrote it about. And literally all five of us had a different interpretation of Echoes. And so I think that's why it connects so well with so many different people, because it's not just predetermined by one person. It's accessible to many people who, you know, life is difficult for so many reasons to so many people, whether it's depression or anxiety or bipolar disorder or PTSD, or you have, you know, a home life, you have a home situation. It's, you determine the outcome of that. And so Echoes, I feel like, is giving people that peace of knowing it may be hard now, but, you know, you will get past this and you will be okay in the end.
Can I just chime in too? I just watched the video again, and what I love is that it's musically beautiful. And it speaks to people in a different way, where it could be about a relationship that's traditional, but it could also be like about faith or losing someone. It feels like it's applicable to different hardships in life or different challenges, dealing with different kinds of relationships. You know, the guy goes to the house. And,
I mean, I used the word motif earlier to describe our power ballad stuff, but it's also kind of a motif for us to keep our songs very open-ended for that exact reason. I think we see music as an art form, and one of the best things about art is what the viewer, or the listener in this case, brings to the song. And I think that's a very important thing for any musician to want to do.
Yeah, when we write a song, especially the lyrics for it, we intend it to be, if we're in a room of like 5,000 people, to that song be interpreted 5,000 different ways, but for it to be personal and deep in every single one of those ways. And I think that's one of the keys to a good song, is that no matter what the interpretation of it is, it's a meaningful interpretation.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree with that. I know a lot of times people,
that's the audio problem we were having, that you're the one person we can't hear.
No, that's fine. That's good.
Kevin, can you hear me?
I think.
Nope. I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say was,
is it Jared?
Jared. Yes. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's saying don't worry about it, but
maybe it's for the best.
it is what it is, and that's what we call the what we decide to call it, the COVID screw up.
So yeah, COVID's doing us. But I just want to say real quick,
it's not a live stream if there isn't one technical issue.
Correct.
He's going to talk real quick, and then I'm going to translate for him.
That's more fun. All I was going to say was I think that's a perfect answer, and you hear that a lot of times. Artists and musicians say that about a song, and it's really not a cliche answer. It's very important because if a singer gives a direct answer as to what a song's about, it narrows the possibilities down to just this one thing. And then you can't put your own personal experience into that. And that's exactly what you guys were talking about, is that if you have 5,000 people in a room, you want 5,000 different interpretations of that song, because that's how people connect on an emotional level.
Almost there.
So on that note, I don't know how sign language people do this or how translators do this. But basically he was saying was the answer that you gave, and when you write a song and you have 5,000 people listen to it, you want 5,000 different answers to what it means to them. And that's the whole purpose of leaving it open-ended. So I'm just paraphrasing for him, but it came down to that part of it. So that's what he was saying.
No, absolutely.
Very nice, Kevin. I mean,
that he hit the nail on the head then, if that's what he said. Absolutely.
So I was told, are we getting one acoustic or two acoustics?
We can do two.
Yeah.
So kind of what I wanted to do was a little bit of an interview, and then you do an acoustic. And then after you do that, we'll do a little more. We'll talk about Unstoppable, and then we'll do the second one if you guys are cool with that.
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
All right. So we're at this point. So what's the first one that you guys are going to be doing for us?
Echoes. Since we were talking about Echoes for 10 minutes, then we'll go ahead and play Echoes.
Yeah.
There we go. So we will turn it over to you guys, and we will mute our mics. Erica is going to be leaving us now because she's actually got to be the boss and go do some work. So
all right, boss.
I hear you. Erica. Thank you, Erica.
Bye-bye.
Your music's awesome. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sticking around.
Yes.
So I'm going to try this. Jared, see if they can hear you now.
Can you hear me now, guys?
Nope.
Nope.
Cool.
That's even better. All right. So we're going to turn it over to you guys right now. We're going to go ahead and mute our mics.
All righty. Okay.
Am I alone? I wander this path of broken stone, the edge of the night, so far from home. I'm dying to find where truth, in spite of their lies, comes alive out from the distant shadows. Show me right from this wrong. Can you tell me now if I belong here? 'Cause I fear that I'm right, but I pray that I'm wrong. I'll let go this silence, and I won't let go. You left me uncertain, don't leave me alone. I'll search through the darkness, and I won't let go. Design so chemical, what tears me apart could make us whole. If only for now the distance grows, I'm hoping to find where love, in spite of this life, comes alive out from the broken hearted. Was it wrong to believe? Close my eyes and teach me now how to say. 'Cause I fear that I'm right, but I pray that I'm wrong. I'll let go this silence, and I won't let go. You left me uncertain, don't leave me alone. I'll search through the darkness, and I won't let go, even if you're a liar, I'll succumb to your fire. I'll be there. say that I'm wrong. I'll echo this silence. 'Cause I fear that I'm right, but I pray that I'm wrong. I'll echo this silence, and I won't let go. You left me uncertain, don't leave me alone. I'll search through the darkness, and I won't let go. I'll search through the darkness, and I won't let go. No, I won't let go. I'll let go this silence.
Thank you.
I'm clapping. I hope you guys hear that. I'm clapping.
Thank you.
Dude.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So
am I still muted to them? I don't know.
I still don't think they can hear you.
Well, nope. let me jump out real quick, Kevin,
like
and
a
I'll
crack in the computer, but that's about it.
All right, how about now? Can you
hear me?
There
you are. There we go.
You can hear me now. All right. Yes. So here's now what I want to say. There might have been some nervousness in the beginning of the interview, but man, stripped down to nothing but two acoustic guitars and vocals, that is not easy to do, and y'all sounded record quality, so my hat's off. Tip the hat. That was beautiful. Very good song, man. Very good song.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. So on our radio station, I don't know what you guys know of us. So we have the radio station. You guys currently have the number two song in our, what we call the Dirty 30, with Unstoppable. But you know, when we started playing Unstoppable, we also play Echoes on the station as well. And another good friend of mine reached out to me and she goes, I'm going to tell you what, Unstoppable is a great tune. And I just want you to know that she said that Echoes was probably her theme song for a good 6 months.
We're very humbled. Thank you.
And it's one of those, you know, you get into, and I'll admit some stuff here that I probably normally wouldn't admit, but you get into some stuff and you hear, so Unstoppable, your latest single. That's where my attention got grabbed. And then I start digging through you guys' stuff and listening to older stuff. And I hear Echoes and I'm like, you know what? I knew that fucking song. I know that song. I just didn't know it was you guys that sang it. So props to that, man. It's some good stuff and you guys got some good things going on, but now I want to roll into, the newest album getting ready to come out or out the fallout, mm-hmm. and Unstoppable. I will tell you if you're listening to it and especially, I think I read something, it was either on your website or somebody had written something about it. And just another one of those anthems for the time that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. And just being unstoppable, getting through that barrier, getting through that wall that's holding you back or whatever, and striving that's what it means to me, is strive to be your best, be unstoppable. So fill us in a little bit about the fallout, the whole album, Unstoppable being the first single. So kind of just break it down for us.
Yeah. So one, I would say very unique thing about this, the album, The Fallout, that's coming out March 5th. We actually started the recording process before the whole pandemic happened, and we had actually almost finished everything. And then obviously had to take some time off from it. Had a few months away from the studio and then went back in and finished everything. So Unstoppable, along with every other song on the album, we had written before the pandemic. And now that it's coming out soon, every song, including Unstoppable, kind of like changed in meaning to us for it. I think a lot of the focus on this album was about like, your internal struggles. And as things have happened, we've realized that it's not just that, but it's reflecting on the external struggles as well. And Unstoppable was really one of those songs that did that. So that's why we really wanted to pick like a driving anthemic song to really come back to, because we haven't put out music in a couple years. So we really wanted something that, especially when you're getting delayed on everything, probably by October, people are really starting to feel this pandemic coming on. So we really want a song that's going to help you get through your day. It's like, not only is it going to help you get your PR on like a 5K run, everybody gets tired at 2 o'clock at their desk or in your home now if you're working from home. So it's a song that's going to also wake you up at that 2 o'clock nap time, so you don't have to take a nap, so you don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble's my middle name.
Yeah.
There you go.
So y'all wrote and recorded this, you just said, prior to the pandemic happening, right? So was the plan? Yes. Most of it. Okay. What was, did your timeline for release get affected by COVID or did
extremely.
It?
Extremely.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
We had planned to release it during 2020, but with everything that went on, we just felt it safer to, you know, not be in close proximity with each other until one day we were just like, you know, we're not sick yet and we've been practicing nothing but safety. I think we're going to be okay to go to the studio. Let's ask our producer. Producer said the same thing. And then I think it was, 3 to 6 months that we actually finally went back and started recording everything else.
Yeah, we were finished probably 75-80% of the whole album going into March.
Yeah.
And then we weren't able to go back in until I think like the end of June, early July, and then finish it up about a month later. So I'd say everything really probably got delayed 4 or 5 months. For us.
Okay. So initially you would have probably released it, you know, we're talking March 21 is the date now. You'd have probably done that Q4 end of 2020, right?
Yeah,
would have been more likely. And then would your plans have been to tour on it, right?
We had touring scheduled for that time frame. And obviously
Where was that going to be, hometown stuff, or was that going to be East Coast?
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We were going to go to Cheese Country, and I'm so mad that we missed out on that.
It was going
to
be everything, East Coast, Midwest, Southwest, festivals, everything.
Everywhere.
And then.
So that was already lined up for y'all. You already had that going.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Cool. Then COVID wrecks that. You adapt and overcome. And now we're here January right now, 2021. Records coming out in March. What's the plan now moving forward?
Yeah, the record's coming out March 5th. At the moment,
we're writing a new one.
Yeah.
I guess I mean touring wise, like, because that's what we love to ask bands, because you guys know you're on the phone or emailing or doing whatever, trying to figure out how to get back out there and get the drum beating again. So what are you hearing from your end?
Really the safe answer right now is like Q3 of 2021, and hopefully be able to get like some outdoor stuff before the weather starts getting too cold, or then eventually go back down south where it's a little bit warmer in that same time frame, so you can still play outdoors.
Well,
but really
what I was gonna say is, when it gets to that point,
come hang with us.
Come see us. We've got some places down in South Mississippi, South Alabama, South Florida, North Florida. But we've got some places you guys can come on down and stay warm.
Would love that.
Yes. The warm sounds so good right now.
I'm tired of running in the cold.
Is that it's so humidly cold. Like, you still sweat, but you're freezing. How?
Right?
How does that work?
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, we do it in the summers down here. This year, 2020, 2021 is the first time we've had a winter, I feel like, in forever. We had some 30 degree nights and some 50 degree days. We haven't had that in forever. So we're enjoying it, or I am at least.
I was going to say 30 is the high for us during like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's true.
Oh, no. We got about another month and it'll be, you know, a low of 60, high of 80. And then when summer kicks in, you're talking 103 with a low at night. It's like,
I don't know
88.
If you can see, but I'm playing the world's smallest violin right now.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, come down here at 100% humidity in Nat Country and we'll talk.
Okay, looking forward to it. So
we'll do all of that, but no, that's what Jared and I always, we extend the invitation, man. That was one of the things that we like to try to do, which we had some plans also in 2020 that got messed up with COVID as far as doing at least one concert a quarter from the sound side of things and bringing bands in and putting on these little small 1 day festivals to where it's five or six bands and things like that. So the invitation's there. When you guys are ready to head south, let us know. We'll put something together for you with you guys on it. And we'll gladly
accept that. And again, album Fallout comes out March 5th. And that in between time, we're really going to be focusing on doing some live streams, mostly acoustic stuff. But hopefully we can also figure out some like full band live streaming as well. Putting out some covers here and there. So we definitely have plenty of stuff in the works between March 5th and when we can go back out touring again.
So while I have it up here, I'm going to pop it up here real quick. If you go to their website, ignitethefiremusic.com, you see the pre-order for the album, or you can get the bundles, the Fallout and the shirt, or the CD shirt and hoodie. And it's at ignitethefiremusic.com. So I'll be ordering something here pretty quick.
Designs and logos are.
Oh, do I know
how amazing that artwork is?
Top that quality.
Is all this guy right here.
Here, I'll put that back.
I can't take full credit, but I will.
You do take
nice.
That's all. Did that? Hey, you did that? Seriously though, the album artwork here. That's all you.
The album artwork, the t-shirt artwork, all of the artwork for the band is done by me.
Not only does he have the voice of an angel, I'm gonna
scroll down a little bit here.
And what's that? Yeah,
he's done all that.
All of it, all throughout the year.
Hey, what's your background in that? Tell us a little bit about that. Like, I'm assuming you didn't just wake up one day and design that album.
You'd be surprised.
So I kind of always knew ever since I was a kid that I wanted to be an artist. I love to create with my hands. If it's not DIY, it's art. If it's not art, it's music. And in this case, I went to school for a visual arts degree, and I learned a lot of things about Photoshop. And then once I realized that, and I may offend some artists out here, but I don't care because I'm right. The art world is a very oversaturated market and it's very hard to get into. And for a poor kid from Maryland, it's even harder. So I figured, why not just take everything I learned artistically and do some free art for the four best people in the world right now, my bandmates.
Wow. I like that. Is that what we just saw, that album artwork, it's not your first thing you've ever done, right? You've done other stuff.
No. I've done tons of stuff through the ages. I actually had an art show at the college where I printed out a whole bunch of vector designs and computer graphic artworks for that were just all about music and bands that I really liked, which all these guys attended. Thank you very much. And so I'm not a greenhorn when it comes to art, as you can hopefully see.
I absolutely can. I was on your website earlier. Did you do the website work for y'all as well?
No, I do all of the artwork for the website, but I am total bunk when it comes to putting a website together. That is our drummer.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, he's the genius for that.
Yeah,
it looked amazing. The artwork, the layout. Like I don't know, Kevin, if I told you, because we were doing a lot of stuff here before we went live, but I was like, man, these guys have it going on when it comes to the website design. So
our presentation.
I don't know if y'all are for hire or not, but we may be reaching out.
Oh, they absolutely are.
He is for hire. Yeah, he's for hire too.
It's yeah.
There's so much talent in this band, and then there's us.
Hey, I play 10 instruments.
Backwards. Like, have you seen how far she can lean back playing the bass? Like, it's amazing.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So you guys have another one for us. Which one are we going to roll into this time?
Not Anchor.
We're going to throw it back to our last album, Between Shadow and Solace. And we're going to play our song Anchor off of that.
All right, guys. Well, here's another acoustic from Ignite the Fire, and you're watching the sound. Guys, it's all you.
All right. Let me get my handy dandy shaker. Rattlesnake. Should nickname this thing Rattlesnake. I don't know if that's cliche. All right, ready? Red sky on rising, calming through the storm. The shallow vein was driving, now runs warm. Water rising, washing over me, towering wave crash down. I can't escape. Your calm embrace turns dark and cold. Pulled by your anchor, I'm losing control. Fighting in anguish, just leave me alone. I try to breathe you when you take my breath away. Cast aside, overthrown, anchored, I sink below. Night is broken, now we're glass. Quicksands of time, demise, drowning fast. You cannot take what you did not create. Vesseling night burns down and rises above. Give up, you are mine. I'm rising above, give up, you are mine. Your anchor, I'm losing control. Fighting in anguish, just leave me alone. I try to breathe you in, you take my breath away. Cast aside, overthrown, anchored, I sink below.
Yes. Once again, wow. Good stuff.
That was killer. Again, I want to comment just on the fact that stripped down to nothing but acoustics and vocals, man. Y'all sound amazing. There's no trickery going on there. That was just talent. So hats off to you again on that. What tuning is that on that acoustic guitar? It sounded low and dirty and sexy. So how drop tune are we?
That's drop A sharp.
Okay.
Nice baritone guitar.
And
all right, I couldn't see the headstock. What is that?
Just the brand of it.
Yeah.
It's Ibanez.
Okay. It sounded like it had a nice clean tone, even, you know, through the internet and everything. Like, it was holding those low notes pretty well. I dig that.
Yeah. I got turned on to that model from our producer Jeremy Dove up there in Darksville Studios.
Yeah.
Okay. I was also proud to see the Fender bass too. So I'm a huge Fender.
I've been a Fender since I was 15. I'm 26 now, so I'm just like, please notice me. Just,
I have an LP brand shaker.
You know, even if it's a free, you know, guitar strap, I'd love it.
Yes.
That Jim Root Telly
is worthy. More than that, worthy. Oh my goodness.
That Jim Root Telly, like, just watching him do the shit he can do with that thing has always made me be like, I don't know. I love Fender, so.
I get that. Me too.
All right. So, are we done with the love of the guitars and all that? Every time Jared gets on this tangent, I got to make sure he's done before we move on.
No, we're good.
So, if somebody's trying to find Ignite the Fire, how are they going to locate you guys?
Everywhere.
Yeah, just look us up on Spotify, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Ignite the Fire, ignitethefiremusic.com for, you know, the bundles, the pre-orders. All of us have our own separate Instagram account. So if you guys find our music and you love it, either message the band or message one of us. We love hearing from our fans. That's why we're still doing this. That's why we're still around. It's, you know, you guys keeping us supported. So it's something we don't take lightly. And it's something we never take for granted because our fans have given us the opportunity of a lifetime. You know, we're still thriving during a pandemic and, you know, it's just full love and support from you guys. That's why we still do this. That's why we still make music, because it's not only for us, it's for you guys too, because we hope, you know, we don't give you permanent solutions, but we do offer you a temporary escape from your problems, whether it's, you know, Unstoppable or Echoes or, you know, the whole fallout that's coming March 5th that we really hope you guys love. We just want to be there for you like you've been there for us. So thank you.
Absolutely. I agree 1000% with that. I mean, our music, you know, I don't know if you saw the Where Do We Go From Here video that we posted on our YouTube page, but, you know, we basically had a bunch of unscripted moments there just talking about how we feel about this album and about the pandemic and about our fans. And, you know, what Holly said rings very true. Our fans are our lifeblood. We wouldn't be here without them. We certainly wouldn't be as successful as we are without them. And certainly without people like you promoting our stuff. And we really appreciate it. You know, this is what it's all about. This is what it's supposed to be about. And the fact that it's still here throughout this really hard time that we're still in, it means the world to me and to the rest of us that everyone's still here and going through it. So thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. And I agree with everything you just said. Not only are we trying to build a community and an audience that watches the show and hopefully benefits from it by getting turned on to new artists and hearing new music, we also want to build a community of artists. So we don't want this to be a one-off. When life goes back to normal, Kevin mentioned it earlier, you've got fans now in down here on the Gulf Coast, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida. You know, we hope to represent all of them. So when y'all get back on the road, you know, we want you down here, wherever we can make that happen. And anything you have coming in the future, March the 5th, when the album drops, like, you know, come back on the show again and let's talk some more. Like, this isn't a one-off type of thing. Like, we want to build a family here.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, the Gulf Coast, it's our favorite coast out there. So, like, we love to be on the show as many times as we can.
Okay. Well, there it is.
All it takes is a message. Hey, Kevin. Hey, Jared. We're going to be on the next show. Okay, cool.
That's it. Boom.
Would love that very much.
I mean, if you want to let us know what you're cooking for dinner and just want to hop on the show and let us know, you're more than welcome to do that too.
Don't get this guy started on cooking.
Well, there you go. There's another comment right there. come to Alabama is one of the comments that just popped up.
Oh, so, yes,
we'd love to.
We want to.
We definitely,
much love from Ignite the Fire.
We miss playing live so much.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Our band mom tells us, she's like, y'all are starting to get antsy because you haven't played in a while. Y'all need to play.
We've upgraded from antsy to twitchy now. Like,
there you go.
Like, seriously, I just want to... Ah! Oh, I miss it so much, dude.
Well, look, life will go back to normal. I have nothing but faith and hope for that. And like you mentioned earlier, y'all are thriving in the middle of COVID. And I think that's because that's what music does. It helps people deal and cope, whether
makes
it's in
you
the
feel
middle
unstoppable.
Of pandemic. Correct. Oh, wow. This guy. I love it. I love it. That's awesome. That's awesome. Whether it's a pandemic or a personal situation in life, I mean, music helps the bad times feel better and the good times feel great. So, guys, thank y'all so much for being on the show. Kevin, I don't know if you have anything else. I don't want to cut you off or wrap it up too quick, but tonight has been awesome. Those acoustic performances, man, I love that. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And next time we're on, we'll have a couple different songs for you, probably a couple songs off the Fallout after it comes out.
We're really excited for that.
So yeah, we're gonna lock in our March dates for the show after this show is over with. So I'll shoot whoever the dates, and if y'all want to pick one of them and come back on to promote the album release and stuff like that, you're more than welcome to immediately. So cool. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
I can't tell you how excited I was to have you guys on the show. I really dig a lot of the music you guys play. And now getting to talk to you and personally get to know some of the stories behind the music.
Oh, you just cut out.
Yep, Kevin, your audio cut out. That's okay.
Right at the best part. Right?
Might as well right at the end. Uh-oh. Oh, he jumped out. He'll jump back in. Look, I got a good buddy of mine, Rory. He said that he just added y'all to his gym playlist. So that's all.
Yeah, we just saw that. Thank you very much.
Hey, I mean, I listen to our own stuff at the gym, too. So I get it.
Yeah. I don't know if this is revealing too much, but you can expect a remix of Unstoppable coming out soonish, late-ish. I don't know.
We love exclusive drops, so that's awesome.
And there's going to be plenty more music off the Fallout that is perfect for a gym playlist.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. I've hit a couple of PRs listening to the Fallout. So other gym junkies ready.
Rory's throwing up big weight right now. So if you guys can help him get to that next tier, man.
Starting March 5th, he'll throw up bigger weight.
There you go.
All right, guys. Well, if you can hear me, thank you.
Yes.
Kevin, you got put in the box, man. That's where I was at.
So whatever you said was great and motivational.
No, what did you say? We want to actually hear the end of it.
Basically, all I was saying was after hearing the music and then getting to hear the stories behind the music and getting to hear some personal stories about you guys, it's made me even a bigger fan, and I can't wait for more stuff. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
We very much appreciate that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you
so much. And can't wait for you guys to come play Biloxi.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's going to happen. Whether you like it or not, we'll drive
up. We're going to like it.
There is no or not.
Oprah Vision Board.
You can't make us not like it.
There we go. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I'll shoot you guys the dates for March. And maybe we can hopefully get you guys back on to do that again in March.
Great.
Yes, we would absolutely love to do that.
And don't forget, album The Fallout comes out March 5th. So get your pre-orders in off our merch website. We have direct links off of Facebook, Instagram on it. There it is again. You can get your CD. We have bundles. The hoodie is a standalone item now, and the t-shirt is also a standalone item now. So if you want a shirt or apparel but want to steal the music, that's perfectly fine. We made that option available for you.
It's true.
We did. We really did. Mm-hmm.
As long as you're listening, we don't care how you attain it.
Well, to me, that
our promoters do, but we don't.
Well, that speaks volume to your understanding of the current situation of the music business. You know, it just is what it is. It's not the easiest way for artists, but it's just the truth. So you put the music out there and you have to work harder to earn the fans, you know, and to earn the monetization. So
this is the way.
This is the way. I love it.
You sort of know the way.
There you go. All right. Well, look, thank y'all so much for taking the time out of your night to hang out with us. I hope the audience has enjoyed it as much as we have. And we're looking forward to seeing big things from y'all in the future. So y'all have a great night and hopefully we see you on the road.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Fingers crossed. Or at a venue, whichever one comes first.
Well, that's kind of what I meant, but yeah. Y'all have a good night.
Have a good night.
Thank you so much for having us. Stay safe.
Thank you.
There.
All right.
Well, Kevin, the internet is both a blessing and a curse, and she provides us with opportunities and she takes them away as well.
Right.
She put both of us in the penalty box tonight. But I am most proud of the fact that their audio quality for their performances, and I mean this as far as the internet is concerned,
was
phenomenal. And the performance was phenomenal as well. Yeah,
good stuff. Good stuff from them. So we're getting ready to wrap up the show. Can I go ahead and do something I normally don't do? And
I was hoping you would
forget Twitter.
I was hoping you were going to forget. I remembered and I wasn't going to tell you, but go ahead.
So our winner tonight for the grudge match, very close with 67% of the votes. Nothing known. The second video.
There we go. Nice.
Nothing known. Save Me is your winner tonight. And we'll be on our next show facing another challenger on February 3rd, which is what, next week?
Oh, wow. That sounds super quick.
And it's going to be super quick.
Next Wednesday night. Wow.
Yeah. So it was originally going to be February 7th, but we didn't want to go up against the Super Bowl. So
that was smart on our part.
So February 3rd, the band Sons on Fire will be with us with their song Faded. You can listen to it on the Sound 228 app if you can download it now in Google Play or the App Store. Actually that is the number one song on the station right now, which is a song called Faded. I only like you when I'm drunk. And you only like me when you're drunk. I've had a couple of those types of relationships, so I related to that song very well. Nice. So we've got that. Also, World of Music Artist Management Team, which was supposed to be on the show tonight, but unfortunately wasn't able to make it. They will be on the show February 3rd. And we don't know yet. Did we tease it?
I would, because I'm seeing the number of people here that are still with us, and to me those are always your most hardcore people who I appreciate the most. So go ahead, Kevin, go ahead, hit it up.
So if everything works out right, February 3rd will be a show in our brand new studio in Diablo, hopefully. If not, it'll be the February 21st show. But February 3rd, that's what we're shooting for, brand new studio in Diablo, Mississippi, with the Jam Room Music Center also sharing that spot with us, and Knife Party Threads. So looking for some good stuff. The studio is almost ready. We're gonna get together and try to get this thing done, knocked out by next Thursday apparently.
Yeah, and we did a terrible job of using our overlays tonight, Kevin. If you want to stay connected, the people who are still listening, if you want to stay connected to us and get the early access to the information, and then when life goes back to normal, get early access to ticket purchases and VIP packages, stuff like that, you need to text The Sound to 228-641-1648. We put a lot of our information out there first. It's a text platform. It'll go straight to Kevin or I. We see it when you text us. You just text The Sound and we'll respond back to you. You get an automated response the first time just to let you know that we got the message. But after that, it's actually here I that's texting. So it's the quickest and easiest way to stay connected to what we're doing.
All right. And we did a horrible job of that.
Oh, yeah. Super bad.
No, yep. But there's that one. If you're still with us, throw it up in the comments.
Exclamation point. That's right. Exclamation point. Notify, all one word. Just put it in the comments right now. It will notify you when we go live. It's like a smart text kind of thing for Facebook. And maybe we'll go through and see who all did that out of the people who are left still live, and give you a little piece of swag there.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen our swag, I wasn't even prepared for that, but I can pull it up real quick. We do have a shop on our website at thesound228.com. You can visit the shop, and as it pulls up, you can see the merch right here from the wonderful Fresh Baked Tees.
That's
where
right.
You can order the hats and shirts and everything. And then you can scroll on down and you can get one of those beautiful candles from Dirty Joe's Candle Company in Bay St. Louis. Or you can get one of, we don't have many of these left, but the original Sound shirt with the support the local music with the band's names on the back of it. So that's available as well. So you've got that and you just go to thesound228.com, click on the shop and visit us there. And what else we got to talk about?
I think that's it. I want to get back, Kevin, to have an artist send us in intros for the show. We didn't even play our own intro today. We forgot to do that as well.
Dude, we did a lot of bad stuff tonight.
Yeah, we screwed up a little bit, but that's okay. That's what we do here. No, I would like to see if you're a musician, you're in. Oh, look at John Villers. Thank you for saving the day. Look at this 228 day. That is also correct. Very important. Yeah, sorry, John. Kevin and I are half-ass hosts. On February the 28th. We've already talked to the fine and beautiful people over at the Juke Joint in Ocean Springs. This will be a local event, but we would love more than anything, you know, if you're in driving distance or you got plane ticket money, come on down Ocean Springs, Mississippi, Government Street. We're going to do 228 Day, which is February the 28th. I believe that's a Sunday, Kevin. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It is.
We're going to go and infiltrate and overtake the Juke Joint. It's a bar that is very music friendly in Ocean Springs. And we're going to hang out. We're going to play the radio app over a PA system and we're going to keep it loose. If some people show up and they want to do like an open mic kind of thing, we'll do that. We don't have any scheduled bands that are going to perform. But we want it to be like a meet and greet or a town hall meeting for our specific local scene. So we're super pumped about that as well. Michelle says it's the day after her birthday. I already knew that day was special, but now I really know why.
Hey, Michelle, if you want to make it down, come on.
Yeah, we would love to have you. We really would. So we got that. Thanks, John, for the heads up on that.
And John will also be over there playing some music for us. Outside of the radio station and things like that. Yep. He'll be spinning some music too. Yeah, there you go. I'll perform a couple since I'll have the DJ equipment. So there he goes. So, but yeah, definitely. If you're still hanging out with us, hit that exclamation point, notify, like you see on the screen right there.
Yeah, we had a few people do it. Look, well, here we go. I'm going to run through it.
Yep. Go ahead.
Boom. So that should have you connected to us from now on. When we go live, I mean, there it is. You're going to get the notification. You'll know about it. You know, if you can watch it live, great. We would love it. I know people are busy. Sometimes you catch us on the replay. And, you know, we also have an audio podcast. Kevin mentioned at the beginning of the show, we ripped this down and we put it out there. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, everywhere you can find a podcast, we're there. Listen to it while you're on the go. We chop it up. We do clips. We do podcast performances with the acoustic performances that we have. And like we said, we're just really looking forward to getting back into a live studio setting and jamming out live. So we thoroughly enjoyed everything we're doing. Brent, thank you as well to support the local music scene, which is where this show started, and even the new rock, you know, nationally. I mean, we love it. We love the opportunity that we've been given with the technology at hand, right, Kevin? I mean, it's
absolutely.
You know, you come from the radio background, man. I mean, things have expanded. You know what I mean? We're doing this from our house. You're in Pensacola. I'm in Biloxi, and look what we're doing. It's kind of crazy.
Yep. And one more thing. I know. I just remembered things as we were rolling through. I'm gonna pop it up there. There it is. This Sunday. You will be able to join us as we are on Croncast. Phil Cron, a good buddy of ours, has his podcast, Croncast, and we are going to be guests of his this Sunday night in his studio in Latimer at 7:30. So if you don't like Cron Studios, go like it right now so you can get notified when he goes live as well, because there's never enough exposure for music, and he does a really good job with that show. and looking forward to being on there.
Yeah, we get to be on the other end of the equation. I'm pretty stoked about that. You know, they're going to be asking us the questions. We don't have to deal with any of the technical shit. None of the looking to the left. Him and Mitchell
Gruich.
Yeah, we're going to let them handle it.
Yeah, so, and if you got another one you want to check out, it's Red Radio Productions. They've got a really good show going on that they do once a month. They've had some really killer guests from Louisiana and from here and all of that. So definitely check them out. And P. Cola Podcasters. They'll actually be driving over and joining us at 228 Day. So that'll be fun to have them. So check them all out on Facebook. Like I said, you can't ever get enough exposure for the music and the musicians here on the Gulf Coast, along the Gulf Coast region, I guess.
That's right. It's the democratization of information when it comes to what you can do on social media. It's not only to lose friends and fight family members over political issues. You can also get closer to what's going on in the genres that you love. So be sure to keep that balance.
So I think that's it.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for liking. Thanks for, commenting. Thank you to all the stars. Thank you for donating stars to help support the show. We really appreciate that as well. There you go. Thank you.
Have a good night. Thanks for hanging with us.
See you Thursday. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening to the episode. We really hope you enjoyed it. If you could, leave us a review and let us know what you think, or reach out to us on social at TheSound228. And if you really want to show us some love, tell your friends about us or share us online. Thanks again.